Christ is risen. Last Monday, a bright Monday, there's a tradition to splash ladies. So I got phone call morning that from Father Jan from Brunswick that he said, I am coming with my boys to splash your wife. I said, great, you are welcome. So I ran to grocery store to buy some candies for the boys, you know, to give them. And it was a good move, because when I came to aisle, when these Eastern goodies and these chocolates and, you know, bunnies and whatever were, so I found out that everything is like on sale. You know, what, and not 50% cheaper, even some stuff even more. So I said, it was great, I didn't buy it before, you know, now it's so cheap. And even one lady, she started to remove this stuff from these cabinets there. So I bought the things very cheap. But somehow I felt sad in that store. You know, this, to see, you know, this removing these Eastern things. And all this candies, everything with this Eastern theme from the store, I asked myself, is it over? Is it Easter? Is Pascha is over? And I think that all of us, we probably can somehow be taken by this mood, by this thinking of society, when we see that this Eastern thing is over, and somehow we are not immune to this cycle we can see in the society. Yes, we are preparing for Easter, and day after Easter is done, and we are preparing for something else, and for another feast, for another feast, for another feast. And somehow it stays in us that, okay, we came to Pascha, we had this great fast, and it was wonderful in our parish. So many people were coming for liturgies. Wonderful. It was great. But you know, you can feel that bright week, it's really a celebration of that event we were preparing for 50 days, even more. You know, after that bright week, and we went back to normal numbers for the daily liturgies, even it was bright week. We came to understanding, it's over. Pascha came, it's over. Now I can slow down. This is something what is in our minds, the circle that we reach the point and we really put a forward, and then we say, it's over. I can go back to my life. But when we read Gospels, and especially now it is visible during this Eastern time, we know that it is not over. Pascha. It's just beginning. We started to read from the Acts of Apostles, and we can see that Pascha was beginning of something new which came to this world for salvation of people. We can see that it was just beginning of this great things which were happening in this world. It was just beginning. Yes, we were preparing for Pascha, preparing our souls, but when we reach this feast, it doesn't mean that it is over. No, just opposite. This hope of resurrection should start something new in our lives, because Pascha is the beginning of new life in Christ, through whom we can get life. And this is very important to know and to realize. And this is what we can see somehow in our gospel of today, is that on Sunday, on Pascha, Christ came and the apostles. Why did he come? To give them peace, to give them gifts, the spiritual, to forgive sins, to give them comfort, to make their faith stronger, to show them that, look, here I am, you can see me. And for apostles, it was very powerful, not only because they saw him alive, but they came to understanding that what he said before, that he's going to suffer and he will die, but he will raise from the dead, is true. This thing he said before, and they were not able to understand. It was thing which was almost impossible for them, became true. And they said to themselves probably, if this is true, what he said, so it means that all other words he told us, though these advices and wisdom, this is true too. And they started to believe. And after 8 days, you know, next Sunday, he came again to give strength and faith to Thomas. He didn't want to miss anybody. He came to be with them and to comfort them and to be their guide somehow, to make their faith strong. And this is the reason why we are gathering on Sundays. This is not a duty that we must come on Sunday because there is liturgy. The goal is, I want to go there because I need to meet my Lord. I need to come to his presence. May he can give strength to my faith. May he gives me peace. May he gives me forgiveness of sins. May he gives me this joy that everything what he said is true, because through this faith I can believe in eternal life. But truth is, do we come with this thought to the church? Probably not. Probably it is very good habit. And very good. Nothing wrong with that. But this Sunday calls us to make this our Sunday attendance at the church much deeper. To really think about this and make preparation. I am going to meet my Lord. I am going to meet him because he wants to give me gifts. I want to meet him here in the church because I need him for my salvation. And if we start to think this way, then our life will start to change. But it's so difficult to come to this meaning of this understanding. It's so difficult to break these our habits which were forced on us through world, to accept this cycle of repeating things, you know, which force us to forget what we just experienced, and to be ready for another experience, another artificial joy, artificial pleasures, artificial somehow understanding of happiness. The problem is, and St. Isaac the Syrian says about this, the problem is that if we want to really have this personal deep relationship with God, if we really want to understand our faith, if we really want to have this joy from our faith, there is a need to do something in our life. He said it in a beautiful way, but I'm not able to repeat his quite difficult words. But in essential, what he says is that you have to reverse way how you think. Because usually what we think, how we think is that we have our job in our life. We have our goals, career, school, to get good job, to cover, you know, to reach success or whatever, different goals. And we go after them. And if we have time, then we give something to God because we believe in Him. And he said, no, no, this is not right. It should be reversed. Your only and real goal of your life is to reach eternal life, to live forever, to be saved. This is main goal of your life. And everything other in your life is just necessity. You need for your life to survive this journey on earth. Your main goal is salvation, and other things should support only this your journey. Everything was above, it's dangerous for your soul. And this is the wisdom. We cannot have Eastern joy of Pascha in the heart if our goals are different. We cannot meet and seek resurrected God if our mind is taken by this world. We cannot have this joy of resurrection in our hearts if we are looking for different sources of joy and pleasures. Even we can sit here for hours and listen to all wisdom, this wisdom will not touch our hearts if our mind is connected with world and main goal of our life is to satisfy our desire for all kinds of pleasures. God comes every Sunday to meet us, to give us peace, to give us this strength for our faith that He is alive. But we can miss this meeting with Him if we are taken by world. So let's put this main goal, our eternal life, in the front of our mind, front of our eyes. Let's really think about what is the most important for our life. Once we make this reverse, when we start to change this, we will feel His presence, His blessings, and His grace. And we will rejoice, but not this joy which world offers, but this special mystical joy which comes from seeing God. Amen.